this world has been connected. And now darkness within darkness awaits you.
In the end, every heart returns to the darkness whence it came.
Name is Answer. I reach for the darkness.
One who knows nothing can understand.
This is episode number 205 of the longest-running Kingdom Hearts podcast in the world. MDA award-winning, by the way, podcast of champions. Remember when we used to say that? We're a podcast of champions. I'm Mike, and with me as always is my brother, Jason. Hello, Jason.
Hello.
Oh, shit. We're doing Markiplier today.
Dude, I'm Mark-pilled.
We should absolutely do an episode where I introduce you as Markiplier, and the whole episode you pretend to be
no,
Markiplier.
No, dude, that voice would, like, screw my throat, I think.
Would it?
Hello.
Just, like...
I have to, like, open up my fat-ass tonsils, you know? Like, I still have mine. I have to, like, open up my throat. And I'm not the throat goat.
Well, I was just going to say that voice would fuck your throat just like I'd want Markiplier to do to me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so maybe we will.
Anyway, hi, everybody. We're going to talk about the CBT at some point in this episode, the closed beta test. Nomura literally said, I'm going to put on the phone icon CBT. That's what
based.
It looks like on your
That's
phone.
That's so based.
It's honestly... honestly, the best part about it. before we get to that, though,
it's a nutty screenshot.
We have an email.
Yo.
From our new friend, Lord Gerald.
Yo, what up, Gerald?
Lord Gerald.
Sorry.
Yeah, come on. Justin.
Sorry. I just felt like we were such good friends just off rip that I dropped the Lord. But,
put some respect on
Gerald's name. I won't do that again.
I'm sorry, Lord Gerald.
My bad. Yeah.
I did it too.
What the fuck, dude?
I apologize, Lord.
Come on now.
The subject, cue up, it began with a letter, everybody at home. The subject is, I'm a little shy.
Okay.
And it says,
Guy.
Hey, Mike and Jason. This is going to be a little long-winded, but there's no question of the week this week, so I figured I'd try to fill some
dude,
time for you.
God
smile.
Bless. God bless.
I am the one known as Lord Gerald, although my real name is lost to time.
Oh, damn.
I'm just kidding. It's Connor.
Oh, what up, Connor?
Anyways.
Lord Connor? No, that feels
Lord
wrong.
Lord Connor? No,
that feels
that
wrong.
Doesn't sound right. Yeah. That isn't right. Anyways, I stumbled upon you guys through regular Pat, and I've been hooked ever since. I've been catching up on episodes while at work. As a contractor, I drive a lot.
Oh, shit.
You guys are single-handedly my favorite podcast.
No way. Thank you.
After about 100 episodes, I decided to join the Discord, and answering the questions of the week was such a cool experience, and hearing you read my answer like I was an old friend made me happy. Thanks for that genius comment, by the way. My ego ate well that day. Seeing the community you've built is just so awesome, and I would love to be a bigger part, but I'm a little shy about meeting new people, even over the internet. I've loved Kingdom Hearts ever since I was a kid, but I kind of fell off the train for a while now, and I get to play it all the time with my fiance and kids.
Damn.
I owe the spark
w.
that led...
Bro's winning. Bro's winning.
Yeah, he's winning. Lord he's Gerald, winning. An actual lord.
You thought you were winning? He's winning, dude.
Yeah.
He's him.
I'm definitely not winning. It's Lord Gerald. I owe the spark that led me to do that via you guys and your color commentary and based opinions.
Hell yeah.
I even
real
named my
real.
Dog Ventus, which fits him because he's a little shit and gets possessed by darkness sometimes. Shits on the floor with no warning. I've gone on long enough, but I want
to
leave
to yell at Ventus W
with a message to the community. Thank you all for welcoming me, and I hope to make some friendships if that's cool with anyone. Maybe one day I'll be confident enough to talk more in the actual Discord. Thanks again for everything you do, Spaghetti Bros. Stay super.
Thank you. What the heck?
When we're all super, nobody is. I don't know why that popped into my head.
We're just the Spaghetti Bros now.
When we're all super, nobody is.
Evil
Lord
Spaghetti
Gerald,
Bros
Connor.
Be like...
Connor, thank you
yes,
for the
thank
email.
You. Thank you, Lord Gerald.
Please do not be shy. We love meeting new people, not just me
yes.
and Jason, but our community as a whole. We have the nicest, friendliest, funniest, sexiest
yes.
community
true.
In the Kingdom Hearts realm and
true.
Maybe on the internet.
We're all hot as hell.
Right. What a sexy group of people.
Like, if you're not in the Discord, or you are, and you haven't gone into the Swole Leon's gym, you're messing up, dude.
Yeah, you are. You are. But please, 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 Cotter, come hang out and talk with us. We would love to have you.
Yes.
If you want to be cool, if you want to win,
yeah,
like Lord
yeah.
Gerald, you can email us at AnselmReportPodcast@gmail.com. Or you can join the Discord. Link is in the description and come hang out with us. Or you could do both. You could leave us a review on Spotify. You could leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Speaking of Spotify, Jason, I thought it would be just a fun little moment. You know, the Spotify Wrapped came out.
Okay, okay.
And I thought it would be just a tiny fun little moment to just review some of the Wrapped stuff that they threw at us for Wrapped. So
right,
I'm having
right.
it load up right now.
For the podcast, guys. We're not going over yeah. Mike's Wrapped, okay?
No, it's not my Wrapped, even though that is based as well. As the kids would say. My Wrapped is pretty based. People were in 2023 really, really feeling what we do. I think they say that to everybody.
I think so. I'm not feeling special, you know.
All right, let's take it from the top. Speaking of the top, our top episode was season 2, episode 34, KH My Life, Missing Link Closed Beta Details. Which
that's
is pretty
not really
funny considering
it's not really surprising, I feel like.
That's what we're gonna talk about today, so that's funny.
Oh, snap. Yo, part
it was
two
streamed
right now?
386% more than our average episode.
Damn.
Over triple the amount.
Damn. Missing Link popping like that?
Oh, it
shot.
Is.
We're that starved, huh? Wow. Okay.
I guess.
Okay. Like, I knew we were, but 400% doomed?
54% doomed. 54% of our listeners discovered us in 2023.
Damn.
That doesn't seem right.
That's crazy.
But that's what it says.
Wow. Okay. At least on Spotify, right? That's like...
So
it's on Spotify.
You're gonna like this. Shout out to Sean's in the Discord for this one too.
Okay.
Episode
okay.
1 is Kingdom Hearts 3-2 floaty and the Disney Springs demo really brought them in. 22% of our new listeners started right there. It's not cringe.
Wow.
The first episode's not cringe.
It's not
I no
cringe.
Longer have
it's
to
not,
lay awake at night.
It's not. I still will.
I'm still worried about it. So we're on the global section. We were streamed in 30 countries.
Wow.
With United States being 83% of our total streams. Can we get a USA
right.
chant?
USA! 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 USA. Oh, sorry. Sorry. I never know when to
stop
that.
I feel like
that.
People from other
it
countries have
over.
To think that's so fucking annoying when we do that, but I love it. we have the most new listeners in Spain.
Yo, shout out to Spain, homies,
hola
dude.
To our friends in
dude,
Spain.
Dude, holding us down. Okay. Yo, Spain meetup when? You know? Like, holy shit.
We'll do the running of the bulls. That's in Spain,
the real ones are in Spain right now, dude.
Yeah, if you're in Spain, I wanna email from you.
Please.
All right, I'm scrolling through the things that don't matter. We were shared 11% on WhatsApp. I don't even know what the fuck that means. Our podcast rating was 4.9
out
of 5. So who the fuck rated us a 4?
Damn,
if you're
bro.
From Spain,
damn.
I want to hear from you. If you're not, don't talk to me. moving on. We created 19 Q&As, which received 27 responses. It was mostly just, what did you think of this episode? All right, Jason, pop quiz. I'm going to have you take the pop quiz.
Ooh,
which
okay.
one of these three episodes got the most engagement? Season 2, episode 35, WAP. Season 2, episode 34, KH My Life. Or season 2, episode 47, Limited Cereal Consumption.
Okay, it's one of the first two, for sure.
It's
like,
not
WAP,
the cereal consumption?
WAP seems like easy bait, you know? You
we're
guys
all
are
Pence, baby.
You guys are all Pence, and you're all freaks too, because you're like, yo, WAP? I think he has a different WAP, you know?
Right.
But also, the other one is like 400% more than the other one. So I'm probably gonna go with that one.
That is incorrect. Try again.
WAP?
Ding 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 ding.
Yeah. Okay.
Listeners commented on WAP 11 times.
Yo.
On
huge.
Spotify.
Huge.
Yep. Are we a gardener? This seems like a trick question, Spotify. Because your podcast saw some nice growth this year. That was 17% up in followers.
Ooh. Yo.
That was tough, Spotify. was a bit tough.
That was rough. Like, I never felt so bad about 17% growth, which is crazy. Thank you, guys.
We're a top 10 podcast for 368 fans.
Damn.
We're a top 5 podcast for 269 fans.
Yo, nice.
And we are a number 1 podcast for 89 fans.
Damn. 89 real ones. Oh, my God.
89 real ones. Couldn't have got to 90, though. Kind of cringe. our top fans listen to us 7.7 times more than our other listeners.
That's wild.
I don't exactly know what that means. So, like, the top fans, the 89 people, on average, listen to us 7.7 times more than everybody else? Is that what they're saying?
I feel like what probably happens is because there's, like, people where, like, for example, 7 times more, right? Like, if you listened to one every single day, because you're going back through the old ones, right? On average, one a day. That's 7 episodes a day. Whereas, like, now, obviously, we're bi-weekly, but before when we were weekly, one episode a week. Like, it makes kind of sense.
Thank you to everybody who's listened to us this year, last year, and is going to listen to us in the future. We really appreciate it. We're very blessed to have such a wonderful community who supports us, and I want more of you to become part of that community, so start following. All right.
Also, it's just cool to think that, you know, we can be a part of somebody's day and they enjoy it enough to come back, you know?
Right.
That's cool.
Right. No, that's awesome. It is. It really is. Like, it's really, I know I'm like making a bunch of jokes about follow motherfucker, but like, it really is humbling and makes me feel grateful. I'm very grateful. Humility and gratitude to all of you people.
Peace
out
and
there.
Love.
Peace and with peace and love. Stop. Fucking Ringo Starr. With peace and love, stop sending me your missing link.
With peace and love, stop making missing link.
Yeah, with peace and love, Nomura, stop making missing link. With peace and love.
With peace and love.
Just make BBS too. Thank you, guys. Real quick, before we're going to actually take a break. I know it's kind of an early break, but we're trying out kind of a new format with no question of the week. Because I think the last question of the week absolutely destroyed me as a human being.
Yeah, Mike needs to recover mentally.
I need time to recover
spiritually.
So while this wasn't actually our last episode, it was definitely, and it's not our last episode with the question of the week, but for now, it's our last episode with the question of the week. I want to try some different stuff, and so we're not doing it yet. In order to replace that, though, I wanted to kind of make an announcement. Not really, kind of, but so recently in our Discord, I asked in a channel called Coming Soon, I asked people to give me topics for discussion, questions that maybe you want to ask me, things you want to hear me rant or talk about. Basically anything that's not, like, you know, super political. And I've gotten a lot of responses so far. But if you go into the Discord, or you could email us at answerreportpodcast@gmail.com and just say it's for, you could call it a mailbag if you want. I don't know. Whatever works for you. But Mail time's my favorite time. And Jason will probably do it in the future. We're going to start it off with just me, but on the off weeks of the Ansem Report, I'm going to do what I'm calling the secret Ansem Report. And I'm basically going to talk at the camera for a little bit about what you guys are suggesting. I talk about our questions you ask. And the idea is it will kind of replace the question of the week for now. And that way, if people don't want to do the question, like, it's not the question week. It's not the same. I get it's not the same. And the question week will come back. Like, before everybody shows up in my house with pitchforks, the question of the week will come back. But I want to try something different for now.
It will return in cage.
So if you, that's exactly true. 100%.
We'll
reconnect. Play the thing where it's like, shing, reconnect. But I want to try this, and hopefully you guys will like it. I'm going to do a face cam with it.
Yo.
So you can see my really old-looking beard, as some people have told me.
Essential.
So you can see my fat fucking face. No, I'm just kidding.
Damn.
I just fucking start just insulting myself. Oh, my God. No, but that's kind of the idea behind it. And it's going to start after the new year. And the reason it's going to start after the new year, Jason, is our other thing we have going on.
What?
In,
what?
Let me see. 10 days from this podcast.
Yo.
We will be starting our second annual subathon at twitch.tv/SuperSpaghettiBros. And we're revealing on Thursday at the Game Awards this, what we're playing. But I can do it now. So if you're a Patreon subscriber, don't leak, okay? Because you're going to hear this first.
But on Thursday,
we are going. I have a trailer made up that we will be playing Mass Effect 3 in its entirety during the subathon.
Yeah.
Among other things, obviously.
Among other things, we like to do
a lot of different things, and there'll be a lot of goals to, like,
like the journey, you know, like where it's like, oh, you know, we're gonna beat God of War, and like try and get as many trophies or whatever, you know.
Well.
Similarly.
What's actually funny, Jay, is we remember that subathon as, oh, we're going to beat God of War. That subathon started with Recoded.
Yeah. No, I have so blatantly repressed that we both were like, what were we even doing last subathon besides God of War?
Well, we thought it was God of War, and then I saw the list of goals we had, and God of War was one of the goals, and I was like, why was it a goal? We were playing it already. It's because we were playing Recoded, and we repressed that memory because it was such an awful time. But it was a fun time regardless. So please join us. We're starting at 5 p.m. on Monday, December 18th, twitch.tv/SuperSpaghettiBros. We're going to play Mass Effect 3. We have some other goals. We're going to have some Christmassy stuff going on. I will tell you, if we meet a certain goal, the return of the Royal Rumble that we did at our charity stream.
Yes,
with new entrants, and everybody can, and I'll buy somebody a video game if your entrant wins.
If you win.
And Jason, this is actually really exciting. If we hit that goal, I'm not gonna tell you what the goal is right now. You'll have to find out. But not only are we doing a Royal Rumble, but we're gonna do a whole like premium live event. I have a card of matches for everybody to enjoy, including.
Yo.
And I'll say this right now, John Cena versus Kanye West 2.
Oh my God.
The rematch that everybody wants to see. Kanye West.
That match is crazy.
Everybody.
That match
was crazy. He surprised everybody.
And it's actually insane.
It's in a Hell in a Cell.
Oh my God.
Because last time that match spilled out into the outside, and now we're keeping him trapped in there in the cell. So I hope you will please look forward to that. I'm very excited about this, about the subathon in general. So
yes.
Even if you can't sub, come just hang out. You'll probably get gifted a sub. Because the community's that cool.
If you want to yoink some dope emotes.
Right. Yoink? So come hang out if you're a Twitch person. Twitch.tv/SuperSpaghettiBros. Anyway, Jason, let's take a quick break. When we come back, it's time for CBT. Closed beta test.
No.
Missing link. And, you know, I'm just going to start off before we go to break. I'm just going to say, for people who are excited about this game.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Atom Report podcast. It's time for the... Oh, shit. No, that's not what we do.
Oh, no.
I mean, it is what we did, but we're not doing that right now.
It's time for CBT.
It's time for CBT. So I've been watching and looking at quite a bit of Missing Link. First of all, I'll say, have you seen any of this, Jay? Have you been kind of keeping away from it?
I watched a bit of a shout out to Brandon Glovich on Twitch.
Shout out to Brandon. Watched him play
a bit. I can't say I was impressed.
Okay.
I love his stream. The game, I'm not impressed with.
Yeah.
It's a game.
It's certainly a game. Mobile game. I know some of our friends got the closed beta because the closed beta is in the UK, Australia, and Japan. And so I've seen a few people play it. I was a little disappointed. Let me start by saying I went to like go, I was like cooking or something. I was like, oh, I'll put on a YouTube video. I was like, oh, Missing Link.
Bro was cooking.
What was he cooking? We won't know. But I was like, oh, I wonder if anybody's made any YouTube videos on it. And I was just kind of like irritated. Because guess who's back on his bullshit?
Nomura?
No. I mean, yes, but our boy Gamers Joint.
Yeah, oh, he's back.
Wait, just back.
Missing
on his
Link
10,
brought him back. Really?
His 10-minute video, 10 things you need to know about Missing Link.
That's wild.
And I was like, you know what? Like, part of the reason we started doing what we're doing is because like we just didn't like the content on the upper echelon of the Kingdom Hearts community. And I was like, you know what? No, that would be easy, Mike, to go and watch this 10 things you need to know, brother, about Missing Link. Butter my turkey nipples. But I said, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. So I said, let's find a different video. And I found a video by a guy named Low Key Matt. Have you heard of Low Key Matt?
I don't think so.
Let me make sure I'm getting that right. Because I kind of just found it, and I want to make sure.
Low-key Matt. That's a pretty good name.
Yeah, Low-key Matt. He's not a small creator by any stretch. He has 19K subs. Bit bigger than us. But he's released quite a few videos on it. And you know what? I'm not going to give Low-key Matt universal praise because, for one thing, false advertising. Guy's not low-key. Guy's doing a lot of whoa, whoa, wah, like, you know, kind of like crazy YouTuber stuff.
Yeah. I was thinking he was going to be like some smooth talking.
I was like, oh, Low Key Matt.
ASMR.
Hey, guys, let me tell you what I know about Missing Link. Let me tell you what I know. But that wasn't the case. But his video
if
was
you
informative.
You weren't gonna fall asleep from the gameplay. You will from my voice.
He didn't annoy me. You know, and so I was like, hey, you know what? Shout out to Low Key Matt. Never heard of him, but shout outs to him. It looks like he makes a lot of Kingdom Hearts content. You know what? I'm dropping a sub live on
Damn.
Stream. There we go.
Where were you?
When you sub to somebody now, it does like little confetti stuff. That's kind of cool.
Okay.
YouTube, you evil fucking company. Nice work. so I watched Low Key Matt and I learned some things. And what I loved about Low Key Matt is that in the top left corner, anytime he was using someone else's footage, because he did not play the beta, he credited that person. So I really like that because I think that's important. And so I'm not going to use anybody's footage in our podcast, but I will say for reference, I am on our good friends at KH13, their website, KH13.com, go there. And Wakeless Stream has an article where Kimchu, shout out to Kimchu, got to be in the closed beta and had some summaries and thoughts on it. And I just want to read to you, Jason, before I go into my rant here, Kimchu's final thoughts. Kingdom Hearts Missing Link embarks on the right path for conveying a Kingdom Hearts narrative. It brings to life a vibrant world through stunning 3D environments, captivating music, and exceptional voice acting. However, concerns persist regarding the gacha model, potentially marrying the experience with unfair power disparities and paywalls. My initial experience remains a blend of positives and negatives, as expected in a beta phase meant for testing, feedback, and potential game improvements. I eagerly anticipate delving deeper into the story and unraveling the secrets of Skalad Kayum and the Astral Plane. So, I think that's a fair statement. Wouldn't you agree?
I don't know that I have a lot of positives, but yeah. it's a game.
A lot of that stuff is opinion-based, right? I don't agree with, like, saying the visuals are, like, breathtaking or whatever they said. This is a game, right? And I think people, because Dark Road was so much not a game, I think people are going, oh my god, this is a game.
Wait. Oh my.
And I gotta tell you guys, based on everything
games can
I
be
seen,
more than what Union Cross was? No way.
Based on everything I've seen, this game's gonna be bad. And let me I guess preface this by saying I'm sure the combat is gonna feel fine, especially if you have one of those PlayStation like backbone things, spinal cord, whatever the fuck they call it, and you put
your
phone
if you
in
have,
there.
Yeah.
I'm sure the combat is gonna feel fine. The issue is this game at the end of the day is going to be a predatory gacha game a la Square Enix's mobile offerings. What really concerns me about it, and again, I don't know all the details because I've watched a couple videos. I didn't play it. I'm not going to pretend that I know everything. And I don't think even people that play it can pretend to know everything because they just played a beta, right?
Right, and who knows how old the build is, yeah.
Exactly. But the fact that you need to have a certain amount of AP to play parts of the game is what's very concerning to me. And you can acquire AP just by walking around, sure. But the fact that they offer you to purchase AP is really, really bad. Outside of the gacha elements, that's really bad.
It literally gives them, like, it's in their own best interest to make it bad, because then it pushes people to spend more money. Like it's now, not even like predatory. It's like it's just fucking like hostile. Like I don't know how else to even put it. Like
right. Like so, imagine. Let's take a game that we've all played: Kingdom Hearts Dream Drop Distance, Jason. Game that you are very fond of. Game that most people are mixed on. But there's the drop mechanic in Dream Drop Distance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're unfamiliar, I'll explain it to you. The way it works is you have a certain amount of time to play as Sora or Riku. And when you run out of time playing as one, you go to play as the other, barring using items like drop me knots, which extend your timer and things like that. But eventually you will have to stop playing as Sora and play as Riku or vice versa. Now you can get around that by when you can drop whenever you'd like.
Yeah,
so you can just say, hey,
drop back. Yeah.
Right. So it's not nearly as bad as people act like this. But imagine for me, if you will, Jason, you're playing as Sora. You just got into a good part of the game, and you want to keep playing, but you're going to drop. You drop to Riku. You go to play, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to drop back to Sora. Oh, you're out of AP, Jason. You're
Would
out of
you
dream
like
points.
To swipe your credit card?
So if you pay me $4, I'll allow you to go play as Sora. And I bet you're at home going, Mike, that's so unrealistic. No one would ever do that. But here's the thing. This is what these games are. We have been fooled as a society into accepting these kind of things. And, I'm going to get into this because I'm really pissed off about it. So, Mike, I know you've played gacha games before, you're saying. Mike, I know you love Dissidia Opera Omnia. I know that you're a huge fan of it. And let me tell you, I was a huge fan of Dissidia Opera Omnia.
Rest in peace.
I've spent real money on Dissidia Opera Omnia to pull for my favorite characters and get their weapons, the cooler weapons, and so I can be powerful and do all kinds of things. And, you know, I think Dissidia Opera Omnia is gacha, and maybe you can agree with this, Jason. It's not the worst gacha I've ever played. They're not charging you, but
they have so much content that you can 1,000% play that game free to play.
Yes.
Like,
I think most people would agree that have played it, it's one of the good ones, right?
Yeah.
But all that changed because they announced on February 29th that Dissidia Opera Omnia will be no more. And that sucks because I'll tell you that the money I spent, which isn't a lot, I'm not a whale, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I've spent some money, that's just gone.
Yeah.
That's just absolutely gone. And not even in the way where, I used to play this game.
There's nothing more new to do. They stopped updating it.
Right. Or, you know what, Mike, restart the game and play it. You cannot do that. This game is just going to be fucking gone.
Yeah.
You can't, the money I spent is, like, when I buy a $60 game and I beat it and I 100% it and get all the trophies and all the things that you can do, I still could go in and restart that game and do it again.
Mm-hmm.
I will not be able to do that with Dissidia Opera Omnia. And that sucks.
Yeah.
And this is a company, Square Enix, who they're a business. I'm not here to say business is bad. Capitalism's killing the world. What I'm saying, I understand their job is to make money.
Yeah.
But the way they operate their mobile department is absolutely ruthless and absolutely driven by investors and driven by the stocks and the board of directors and whatever term you want to use.
And like what the like norm is, and all these mobile games are always trying to push the norm. As by the way, like like if one game gets away with this, not every game will try to get away with it, type thing.
Right.
And they try
new
things.
What can we get away
with?
Hmm.
Exactly. Yeah.
What will people stand for?
These mobile games, literally, if you go and look at their department, they literally hire like psychologists to play their mobile game to figure out like how can we literally use psychology to get people to give us money? Like that is a real fucking thing.
And to bring it back to Missing Link, Jason, because obviously this is the same company making this game. Right.
Yes.
Now it's not the same developers. Like Bandai Namco had a lot to do with Dissidia, or no, I'm sorry, Team Ninja. Team Ninja had a lot to do with Dissidia. They're not the same exact developers, I don't think. But it's the same company having someone make this game. I don't have confidence that if I sink time into this game, and yeah, it'll be years down the road. And Mike, you got some fun out of it, right? Isn't that worth the money you spent? I think that's horseshit. I really think that's horseshit. And
yeah.
I think this beta test is a scam. This beta test, sure, they're limit testing and they want to see how the GPS part works and
function.
They want to get feedback on it so it's a better game. But it's also to show like, oh, there's no gacha elements in this game right now. And they're not being dishonest and saying, oh, there's not going to be gacha elements. But, like, they want you to get hooked on this game, or they want you to get excited about this game in this form, because it is not going to be in this form when
you
play it.
It's not overshadowed by your credit card. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, like, this is like, I don't blame anybody for being excited about this game. I get it. We have not had.
We love Kingdom Hearts. More Kingdom Hearts.
Right. And I completely understand the excitement. But I've seen people have the attitude of, imagine not being excited for Missing Link. Imagine. Yes, I can imagine, because I watched one of the games that I played for years and love just be announced that it's going bye-bye.
Yeah.
So I can imagine not being excited. And it's not even like Union Cross where they said, hey, here's a story mode. Not that the story to Dissidia matters to anything other than to that game, but it's so ridiculous that that game is not going to be playable in any form. And it's not a game that relies heavily on online.
Like multiplayer. Or
there is a multiplayer mode. There's a co-op.
Yeah.
But you could, there's,
you
there's
could
enough
make this
where,
into an offline mode for sure.
You absolutely could. And the only reason we're getting this out of getting that out of Dark Road and getting the story mode of Union Cross is because the story actually matters to an overarching thing.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm sure Missing Link will have some, you know, when it's done, right? Because it's not going to go forever. Like, it's just not. And I'm just so not excited about this. And to the point where I'm like, so many people are excited about it, and I'm like, is something wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Why
right,
am
right.
I, why am I not excited? But it's because I'm not gonna be fooled by this. Like, am I gonna play this game? Yes, I'm gonna fucking play it because I have a fucking Kingdom Hearts podcast.
Well, also, we're just like fans of Kingdom Hearts. Like, even if we didn't, I'm sure we would at least download it and try it out. Like,
right? I'm going to try it. I'm going to talk. I want to cover it. But just the, I'm just so frustrated with this.
I think a lot of people who are like super, super into it, I feel like there's like two types of people that are super into it, right? There's one, you have the people who genuinely like really like gacha games for whatever reason, right? Like they like that they can just fucking pay to do whatever. Like that's just what they like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the people who just have never played a gacha, so they don't get that like what is being done to them like psychologically. Like they don't know like,
right.
Oh, you are going to get to a point where your only choice is to spend money or to grind for weeks, maybe even months or whatever, right? Like, it's going to turn playing something that would normally be fun if there wasn't incentive for the developers to make you want to pull out your credit card. Like, it's not going to be fair. Like, the odds of this being a thing where you can easily go through free to play, do everything the second that it comes out without having to like grind an obscene amount of time every single day doing some type of like dailies, weeklies type thing every single freaking day, like incredibly low. And so I'm just worried for the people who like don't know, like there's gonna be some people hurt by this game, you know?
Yeah.
Like they're gonna be disappointed. They don't know what. Especially, it's like, you know, as a kid, mobile gaming started to get big when I was growing up and I didn't have my own, like, disposable income, right? Like, it was, like, pretty new. And, like, the feeling of playing a game and then all of a sudden, because I don't have my own disposable income to throw at the game, I now effectively can't play the game feels fucking bad, dude. Like, it just feels bad. And it's like, oh, but Jason, it's a free game. That's why. It's like, okay, dude, but say that to the sad 10-year-old who can't play the game anymore. Say that.
Right.
Like, it's just so messed up, dude. Like,
right.
I'm just not. Anytime there is any type of thing that happens in the game where it's going to be some type of incentive to spend money, it's just going to leave a bad taste in my mouth. And it's not because I don't want to support Square Enix. It's not because I don't want to support Kingdom Hearts. I love so many Square Enix games, and I clearly love Kingdom Hearts. So it just, like, it just feels so wrong, man. Like, having both at the same time. Like, predatory gaming plus a video game about friendship and love. And, you know, it just feels so, like, evil.
What's, like...
like, I don't know how to explain it.
Well, what's, like, crazy to me is, like, so they have, KH13, shout out again, has, and there was a focus group event where people could enter a lottery to meet with Nomura and the rest of the team to talk about Missing Link in Japan, right? Mm. And there was a Q&A, and Ryuji, shout out to Ryuji, who we shout out all the time, translated this, the major points of it. And... They could not record the Q&A, so this is based on testimonials from attendees, and there's no official transcript, right? So take some of this with a grain of salt. But I was just scrolling through it as you were talking, and the one question that just stuck out to me, because it's literally what we're talking about. The question was, is there a weekly/monthly billing, like a subscription or a VIP pass? And the answer is, well... we are going along with the idea that we will do something of that kind. It's not functional yet, but you can see we already have the menu for that in the closed beta, but it will be different from your typical subscriptions. And it's just like, shut up. Like, how is it going to be different? Like, I'm just so frustrated. Because
we're not one of the bad guys, okay?
Right.
Ours is going to be different.
To win game.
I mean... Union Cross was like $15 a week, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, it was something ridiculous like that. I want to say that that's correct, but I'm not 100% sure.
It was something nuts, and I was just like, people are paying this? How many people are paying this? Like, it's all about the bottom line with these games, and maybe that's how Nomura gets through it, because he goes, hey, this is going to allow me to make the big game I want, Kingdom Hearts 4. And then I could put a little bit of story in it, and then maybe that's the artistic part of it. But I just can't. If I'm him, I don't feel good about this.
Yeah.
You know? And, like,
I mean,
no one.
It's probably not even his choice. If you think, like, I doubt it's his choice, to be honest.
Right. But he, you know, no one's talking about this part of it. Everybody's talking about, oh, the girl in the red coat, her name's Freya, and I wonder who she's related to. And, oh, man, you can upgrade the Keyblades and raid bosses and Nomura said that the updates are going to be less, they're not going to take as long as they did with Union Cross, because that's unacceptable. And it's like...
yeah.
And I'm
also just straight up gambling, by the way. This isn't pay $5 and get this really OP weapon, or pay $5 and get this really OP trophy. You're
or
just
pay
$5 gambling.
And get buff Peter Griffin.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like Fortnite even. It's roll
the
dice.
And
the
bird is the word dance.
Let's teach children to gamble.
Yeah. It's
ridiculous.
Just so frustrating. And I'm not saying that you should, like, if you're playing the beta or if you're excited about this game, that you should just completely change how you feel about it. Like, that's not what I'm saying.
Just please protect your wallet.
But what I'm saying is what it does for me is it makes it really tough for me to go on my award-winning podcast and read through this stuff and get excited about any of it. Mm-hmm. And so I know people, I feel bad because I know people wanted us to come onto this podcast and talk about all the cool stuff that's in Missing Link. I just don't feel good about that. And that doesn't mean I'm not going to be able to cover it when it comes out, or I'm not going to be able to do it. It's just right now, it's hard for me to get excited.
It was 15 a week. Holy shit. I was just looking.
Right. That's crazy. It's hard for me to get excited about it, you guys. And so I apologize if we've let anybody down by not just coming on and gushing about all the cool stuff coming out of the closed beta. I just can't. I just can't do that at this
point. Not in good conscience. Like, it might.
Well, especially because I didn't even play it.
Well, also, like, you know? Yeah. It would be in our own self-interest to be super hype and, like, try to make a big fuss out of this and stuff and, like, you know, try to make it super hype to try and make the episodes better or, like, more clickbaity and, like, stuff like that. And we just can't, dude. Like, it's just that bad.
No. And what's crazy is, like, people have been, like, for a long time going, you guys are going to, once Missing Link and KH4 come out, you guys are going to blow up. And, like, this makes me feel bad about that, too, because, you know, there's definitely an argument that, you know, because the way that I'm handling this and we're handling this, that it is going to affect our growth or, you know what I mean? And
Because
we're super negative. And man, imagine not being excited for Missing Link. Imagine for not being excited for Nomura to walk into my fucking house and pick up my mattress and take the $1,000 I have hidden under my mattress for a rainy day and put it in his pocket and walk out so I can walk around downtown like a fucking jackass trying to find Heartless to kill. Yeah, imagine not being excited about that.
For online clout.
Imagine not being excited about that, you guys. Imagine not being excited that I'm going to pay $15 a week to play this game so I can get powerful enough to get to the next cutscene of the story of the game that I want to play. So when KH4 comes out, if I don't want to watch Demo 279, I have to do this so that way I can fucking know what the fuck is going on. It's a fucking scam.
It's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous.
And it's a fucking scam.
It's gonna be drip fed. Like, I think at release it will probably be more tame. Like, I don't know. There's two worlds, right? They go ham with microtransactions just to try and get everybody right away. Because that's like, you know, at release is typically where you're gonna have your biggest spike of players, right? But like, or it's gonna be, guys, this is a player-friendly game. And then it seeps in, you know? It's like, oh, I couldn't complete the new mission in order to see this new cutscene, and I'm worried about being spoiled online because I want to participate in the event because this game coming out is an event. It's cool, you know? It's something new, Kingdom Hearts. Who knows? Any single week that something new comes out could be some mind-blowing thing where it's like, yo, and this is what Kingdom Hearts players live for. And they're taking advantage of it by being like, yo, who knows if you can't complete the next mission so you can't get the new story? You know, like, obviously, I don't know exactly how the cutscene stuff is going to happen. Maybe it's just you open up, you press some freaking, like, you go talk to some NPC and it just plays. You don't actually have to beat anything. But that just goes against most gaming conventions in general. And
I mean,
honestly,
that's how Dark Road works.
It also goes against, like, their own self-interests, right? Like, to paywall, essentially, the cutscene, you know? Like, oh, or, hey, Jason, you don't have to pay to get to the cutscene. You can just wait and grind longer. It's like, okay, yeah. And then now I'm going to get fucking spoiled on Twitter by some fucking whale. That's fucking cool. That's a good experience. This feels like a nice event that I'm going to be like, man, I missed the fucking Missing Link days when that came out. I was so hyped when it turned out Ephemer was fucking there or like some shit, you know, like it's just so ridiculous, bro.
Yeah, man. It's just frustrating. And I know we're letting some people down by being this negative on it, but I just can't, man. I just can't be hype for it. I can't be hype for something this predatory or that's going to be this predatory when it's probably a game I'm just going to play when I shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it just sucks, man. It just sucks. I'd rather have BBS2, you know? Yeah. I'd rather. Remember when everybody was mad about Oblivion having horse armor for $2.99 or whatever? That was like the first DLC everybody was mad at. I would fucking kill for some horse armor.
Yeah.
In Missing Link. You know, yeah. Like I take me back.
Cosmetic only DLC.
Right. Yes. Like shit, man. It just sucks. It just sucks. It sucks as a Kingdom Hearts fan, and it sucks to feel like I'm like it, that we're like the outcasts of this situation. You know?
I don't know. I feel like the average person would agree. I feel like there's like a vocal minority online.
To be fair, I'm only seeing stuff from people that A, are playing the beta and they're excited about it and they're not really thinking about it, or they don't care about the gacha elements, or people that are like
just in their fucking just in their fucking paw, dude. They're in right. their fucking clutches. Like they don't even
wanna,
know.
I don't want to go that far and say like
I'm sure
know,
there is at least one person where that is the case, and that right. is enough for me to be pissed off.
Right. But I'm just saying, I know there's, you know, we have some friends that have played this beta and they've mostly liked it. And I don't want to be like, well, they're just fucking stupid. They don't even realize Square Enix has got them in the trap. But like, it just sucks that it's like not.
Press
I want to be excited for this card. And I cannot. Like, I just cannot.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not even like this crazy, like anti, like. Business guy. Like when people get mad about like I can't believe they tried to make money on this, like I'm like, it's a business. No, like yeah. you know. But this is just like, and maybe I'm a hypocrite, but this just seems wrong to me. Like it just seems wrong, and it seems like we deserve better as Kingdom Hearts fans.
Yeah.
And you know what? Here's the thing. I think part of it too, like you know, I love Final Fantasy and I love Dissidia Opera Omnia. I loved it before they're just snatching it away. The thing that makes it feel worse with this and with the other Kingdom Hearts games that have done this is like it actually matters. Like Dissidia, like
yeah.
Sure,
it's in its own bubble, you know.
It's like, in its own bubble. Like it's in its own world. It's an alternate reality where these characters come together and it's like a crossover, and I'm not going to miss out on
it's
Final
just like a
Fantasy
fun romp,
17,
you know,
right?
Yeah.
Where this is like, yeah, if you you really should know what's going on, cuz when Freya and Ren or whatever the fuck the redheaded guy's name is show up and in KH4 and help Sora, you'll be like, who the fuck is that if you don't know? So you bet you should.
Yeah.
I think what actually is probably what keeps Nomura like excited about it and doing it is what makes me feel bad about it.
Yeah.
And that sucks. It's no one's fault necessarily. It just sucks.
Well, and it just turns into like, for so many people, like, okay. Back when fucking 358 came out and Recoded came out and BBS came out, so many people couldn't fucking play them because they're on different fucking consoles every fucking time, right? Mm. Now, you have mobile phones that are better than any of those fucking handhelds we ever fucking had, and so many fucking people have it. You have the biggest fucking audience, the most people have, it's accessible to them, right? And they're just fucking your wallet with it. Like, it's so right. cringe, dude. It's so fucking cringe, man. You could have just an absolute balling mobile KH game where you would pay for cosmetics. And guess what? People fucking would. But no, it has to be a fucking gacha game. It's just so cringe, dude. Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. I was telling Jason before we started recording, I was like, man, I've had a shit day, and I just have nothing positive to say about Missing Link.
I had
that's
a great
what
day,
we need to talk about.
And now I'm pissed.
But I just fucking, I absolutely pulled Jason down into this pit I'm in
he
about
said,
this.
Be mad with me.
I said, come, brother. I'm Riku standing at the shore.
And all of you balding listening, dude.
Riku standing at the shore with my hand extended.
Like, I'm
deadass
grieving over this game, like, the more I think about it. Like, I'm actually going through the states of grief. Like, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah. And again,
so,
I know I've said sorry twice.
As Kingdom Hearts fans, you know, you have to be understanding for where your fellow KH fan is in the state of grief, you know? If they're in denial, if they're coping, just let them cope, you know? They'll They'll get past it eventually. We just got to support each other as KH fans, you know?
And full disclosure, our rant here was not to make anybody feel bad about enjoying this game. It's more about how I and how Jason feel about it and how we're bummed that we can't really be excited about it.
Yeah, like, so we're going to try and make the best of it, you right. know? Like,
so if you're sitting at home, like, I don't want, I'm boycotting that. Like, that's not what we're saying. What we're saying is that if we don't always come off the most positive of this game, don't be down about it, because this is why. Everybody's welcome to their own opinion. Everybody's welcome to enjoy the game if they want to. I'm not here to tell anybody what to do or how to do it. But this is how I feel, and here's why. Yeah. I guess that's all I can really say about it. I'm spent on it. I'm sure I'll have more to say in a future episode, but for now I am spent on it. Do you have anything else you want to add, Jason?
I guess, like, my last thing I would say is just, like, it's so cringe that, like, the story is, like, basically being weaponized against us, essentially. Yeah. It's so ridiculous to me.
And you know what? That's the one element of this that we're saying right now, and maybe we're wrong, right? Maybe the story is just available to everybody that downloads the game, and you just have to, because, like,
you just maybe check in with the NPC every update.
Right, you don't have to go into the astral plane to do that, and I doubt it, but maybe we're wrong on that.
There's a non-zero chance.
Right.
There is an omniverse where that happens. Yeah, sure.
I had this whole, like, KH13 article pulled up. I fully planned on, like, talking about some of the aspects of this game. But the more I got it, I was like, okay, I'll do a funny rant where I'm mad about it to start. And then we'll talk about
the gameplay more, like, when we've actually played it and stuff. Like, yeah. I think that's better anyways. I don't know. Maybe. Save for a rainy day type thing, but, like,
right.
I don't know, dude.
I wasn't even, like, necessarily talking about gameplay, but just, like, oh, this person noticed this, and this person, just different things about the game. But yeah, I can't fake excitement about it. Like, I just get when I'm not excited, because I'm just not. And I wouldn't say I was trying to fake it in episodes previously, because I was definitely, especially when we were going through, like, trying to write lyrics for songs, I was like, man, it is very clear how I feel about this game through how the lyrics I'm writing, right? But I guess I didn't really give myself a platform to let...
I don't want no missing link.
That song's real, man. That song, that song back there is fucking real, all right? I don't want no missing link. Just a bummer,
gaming,
man.
Dude. Modern bummer. Gaming. Modern gaming. Modern gaming.
Hey, but you know what?
It's
you know what
lit.
I'm excited about?
It's so lit.
Unrelated to Kingdom Hearts, but related to modern gaming. In 2025, I get to play as a hot Latina lady in GTA 6.
Yes,
big fucking
sir.
W.
Yes,
big
sir.
Fucking W. Big fucking W for me. Big fucking W, dude.
Huge.
I've always felt like it was wrong, like, in creating
as Florida woman.
Yeah, I always thought it was wrong to create a hot Latina woman for myself in these, like, creative player games. You
right.
know?
You,
but
you,
now
you
I didn't
feel like
I didn't
too
have
much
to
of a creep.
It.
But now
right,
you
now,
have an excuse.
Now I can just be like, yo,
yeah.
Let's fucking go. Yeah, anyway, I guess that's it for this episode, Jason. Wow, we've been going for an hour. That's crazy. Look at that. You guys thought we couldn't do it without the question of the week.
We did it
with no net.
Yeah, dude. No net required.
No net required. Free balling it, dude. Fucking free.
Anyway, missing link, guys. Yeah. CBT coming
CBT.
At you. If any of you played the CBT, and you have any thoughts on it, let us know.
Yeah, I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Join us in the Discord.
I don't want to get in like,
fuck you guys, you're wrong.
Yeah, you could say that. I don't want to get into like an argument about it with anybody.
Nah, yeah. But it's not that serious.
Right, if you feel like there's something I missed here that will maybe change my mind a little bit, I would love to hear that.
If you're like, yo, guys, you got it all wrong. You just talk to the NPC. You don't even have to do a quest. It's just a weekly thing.
Guys, you got it all wrong. They're not going to charge us at all, I promise.
Guys, you just enter your parents' funny numbers in, and it's all free.
Yeah.
It's all free.
Duh, just put your parents' credit card in there, and it's all free.
Oh, my God, dude. I'm like when fucking Drake showed Lil Yachty how to do the shit in the fucking, like, Apple store.
You're like,
I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, my God. I'm such an idiot.
Such an idiot,
typical
dude.
Jason. Oh, my gosh. Gee, all right. I really flubbed this one.
You really flubbed it.
Sorry, before we go,
I got a plug to make. Sean_AFK, you guys know him.
Yo.
Good friend of the show. He's been on before to talk about Star Wars. Him and I have a Squid Game podcast called Squid Pro Quo. And obviously we covered the original show when it came out years ago. But they're doing a reality show that Sean and I are covering. And it's really, like, shocking bad, like, reality TV. Like, we know what it is, right?
Yeah.
But it's been a lot of fun.
It's
junk food TV. It's been a lot of fun. We were going to cover it as a joke, and we're actually, like, really invested. And we recently had a couple guests on, including a man you may know as Regular Pat, came on the show. And he is, like, a Survivor, Big Brother diehard, so he's super into the show, too. And so, it's not often you get to hear Regular Pat talk about anything other than Kingdom Hearts. And I'll tell you,
he's
just as exhausting when he talks about other stuff. That was so fucking mean. Pat, I love you. I'm just kidding. But yeah, Pat came on and it was an honor. And so if you're into that kind of thing, we're covering it episode by episode. Squid Pro Quo is the name. It's on if you're listening to this podcast on YouTube, it's on that same YouTube channel. Otherwise, it's on wherever you can find podcasts, including Spotify. So go check it out if it sounds interesting,
Mike,
to you.
What's the name one more time for those of you
Squid
that were zoned
Pro
the fuck
Quo.
Out?
Squid Pro Quo. Squid Pro Quo. Like quid pro quo, which I don't even remember if I know what that means.
Quid pro quo is like when you do it. Wait, never mind. No, that's pro bono. I'm mixing it up. Squid pro quo. Isn't it like squid pro quo? Squid pro quo.
Okay. Quid pro quo means a favor,
take a squid,
or advantage granted or expected in return for something. So like
an IOU.
Right. Well, not even an IOU, but it's like just like in Latin it means something for something, this for that. So like you're doing something with the it's even unspoken, with the expectation that somebody will do something back for you.
It's like a you owe me.
right, exactly.
Or an IOU.
So it's most commonly used in talking about hostile work environments.
Okay.
Like,
I feel like when I watched Suits one time, I heard that.
Right. Quid pro quo harassment occurs when someone is in a position of authority over another, directly or indirectly demands sexual favors in exchange for some benefit or to avoid some detriment in the workplace. So, like, you know, when those girls shoplift and then the security guard is like, hey
I'm gonna
call the police on you.
I thought you were going to be like, yo, at Blizzard Games in 2021. Yo, at Riot Games in 2018.
Oh, no.
Now we're ready
this
for
podcast
this
has
real.
Taken a turn. Anyway.
Guys, when are they going to talk about Mickey Mouse?
We will not. You're telling me Mickey Mouse has never engaged in some quid pro quo in the workplace?
That motherfucker definitely has.
Well, you know, Daisy, if you If you do something for me, I might be able to help you get that raise, huh?
No.
Anyway,
he would.
There's your bit of degen action at the end of the podcast. You're welcome, everybody. Yeah, Jace, you got anything else to add before we end the episode?
I don't know, dude. I don't feel safe anymore.
Yeah, yeah. But Jason, if you say something at the end of the episode, I'll do something for you.
If you say something nice, we'll bring back the question of the week.
Yeah.
Sexually.
The section of the week. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening and watching. Jason, hit him with it.
May your hearts be your guiding key.
Thank you.
Now fuck off.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening and watching episode 205 of the Answer Report podcast. We really appreciate it. Appreciate it, even. No quid pro quo here, just good vibes. We have a Patreon.
Allegedly.
Where you can support us financially. It's really nice of you to do that for nothing in return. So thank you. No quid pro quo here. Thank you to everybody. We're going to read your you get the you get stuff in return. I got to be clear. You get the podcast early. You get your name read at the end of the podcast. and sometimes, you know, we do other things that you guys get to see early or...
Fuck it. I'll suck them off. Whatever, dude.
Jason will suck you off for Patreon. Go ahead and start us off, Jay.
First on the suck off list is Famous for Nothing.
Dilly the Kid Lawrence.
Grinberg.
SBCat. Wait, shout out to SBCat and SBGal on their big news. I don't know if they want everybody to know, but I just want to say
if
shout
you know,
out.
You know. Love them.
Iron Aggro.
Lisa S.
Mr. Trumpeter 711.
Oh, I'm definitely sucking him off. Swarles Barkley.
Zach B.
Pokemon Trainer J.
Dr. Lambic.
Elbow Juice.
Panda Love.
It's your boy, Woody.
Jip 214.
Frank Bird.
Fabio the Iguana.
Vetus.
Lands of Masters.
Regular Pat YT.
Boomer 4KH.
Strawberry Mango.
What's up, Carl?
Batuke Anda.
Librarian Gamer.
Afro Roxas.
Tene.
Travis Town Jr.
Phil Games.
Dick Butt 23.
Lost Constance.
Thank you to everybody who is on that list. If you want to support us in that way, you can go to patreon.com/superspaghettibros. Jason will, in fact, suck you off.
Squid.
Bye, everybody.